made the hit for the Pirates.
Brown City comes out of the huddle in a T formation. Spikeski's under center at the 25-yard line of Harbor Beach. It's a handoff to the third man, Nate Primo. Breaks through the line, and he has brought down at the 6-yard line. That's a gain of 19 yards for Nate Primo. And we have a limping player on the far sideline. That is the tight end, does that look like?
Yeah, it's number 18 that looks like Clark.
Charles Baird, a 6'4", 185 senior tight end, Charles Baird. Looks like some ankle troubles there, or is that just a really bad cramp?
Well, I'm sure it's not a cramp, Clark, the way he's limping off.
And so it's first and goal at the 6-yard line for Brown City in the wing tee to the right. Spikeski's under center. And he's going to roll back to his right and try the pass. And they got it. And that's pass complete to number 86, Tyler Banks. Touchdown, Brown City.
That puts 6 points on the board for Brown City. But you know what, Clark?
I think it's a little late.
It's a little late, that's right.
So Brown City tacks on 6 points for the first time tonight. It's now 40-6. Harbor Beach leading still over Brown City with 4.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. It is no longer a running clock because it's less than 35 points in the second half. So we are back to regular times now. And it is Brown City on the board for the first time tonight at the 4:29 mark in the fourth. Brown City's been going for the point after 10. The kicking team's out there. Looks like number 30, Nate Primo. He does it all. He's doing the kicking duties. And there's the snap, and it's up, and it's through the uprights. And so like that, it's now 40-7. Harbor Beach over Brown City. We'll take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
We're back here in Harbor Beach, and Brown City tacked on their first points of the night at the 4:29 mark in the fourth quarter. It's now Brown City 7, Harbor Beach 40. And we are just about over with this thing. 4.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. As Aaron Ginther is the lone man in the backfield. And Harbor Beach expecting an onside kick here.
Yes, they're up there.
They have the hands team out there.
Yep.
As Brown City is going to be kicking off at their own 40-yard line on the right side of your radio. Harbor Beach on the left side. Awaiting this kick.
Some of those players look like their hands are cold the way they're standing out there.
I don't blame them. And now Brown City sets up in the typical formation, equal on each side. And they're just going to boot this one away. It's up to the 20-yard line. Ginther picks it up at the 15, kind of bobbles it, picks it up. He's out to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Breaks free at the 33, up in the air, and brought down right there. Where Harbor Beach will take over with 4:23 left in the fourth quarter, 40-7.
Brought down by Andrew Lindsay as Aaron Ginther tried to hurdle him, and he said, down he goes.
And we're having another score handed to us. Reese opening it wide open. It's now Reese 35, Sandusky 21, with 1 minute left in the third quarter. So Reese 35, Sandusky 21. So if the games were to end right now, we could have another rematch here. This next Friday at 7 p.m., I already talked to Steve Budd. He said, this next Friday, if Harbor Beach wins, it'll be here at 7 p.m. against Reese if the game were to end right now. A lot of game to play. A whole another quarter there in Reese against Sandusky. So Harbor Beach comes out with the T formation. We have a new quarterback once again, and it's a handoff to number 2, Travis Esmaker, a pitch out to the right side. He pushes ahead for about 2 more yards. He's out to the 34-yard line.
Chris Fisher on the hit for Brown City. as both teams have emptied their bench and put players that haven't been playing getting some valuable experience.
Number 18, Kurt Messing, the new quarterback for Harbor Beach.
Both sides of the football, Clark.
And folks, when it's getting cold, it's getting cold, so make sure your propane tank is ready for the coming months. Call Kohler Propane of Bad Axe Brown City in Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Second and 8 now for Harbor Beach, moving left to right across the radio. Kurt Messing, the new quarterback, hands it off right down the middle. That's out to number 8. That's Tyler Kruger, his second carry of the night. He pushes for about 6 more yards. He's out to the 40-yard line before he's brought down by a slew of white and green jerseys.
Led by number 87, Andrew Knox, and he ripped the football away, but the official said, no, right here.
Third down now for Harbor Beach at their own 40-yard line. They have 3 more yards for the first down.
Did you know you get a steamroller in the morning?
Really?
Yes.
Well, of course, we're talking at McDonald's Food and Family. Hold on, I'm going to wait. This is a good one. I'm going to wait for this play to be over. Kurt Messing under center, T formation for Harbor Beach at the 40-yard line. It's a handoff to number 8. Kurt Messing, once again, Tyler Kruger, he stiffs arms his way out to the 45-yard line in opposing territory. Brought down to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 16 for number 8, Tyler Kruger.
And look by number 56, Andrew Lindsay made the hit.
And like we were talking about McDonald's Food and Family, it's Kevin's Rootin' Tootin' Hottest Deli Sale this side of the Mississippi. Enjoy Country Day savings at McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center in Bad Axe. And, of course, we're talking about the steamroller in the deli there.
Yes, very, very tasty, even at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And we have a T formation to the right. It's a pitch to the right. Tyler Kruger once again gets caught up right after the line of scrimmage, but not before a 2-yard gain out to the 43-yard line of Brown City. Gain of 2 brings up 2nd and 8.
Alex Bartle made the hit. For the Green Devils.
Little more than 2 minutes remains this one in the fourth quarter here in Harbor Beach. Detroit Red Wings tied it up 2-2 with 4 minutes left go in the second quarter, if you're curious. 2-yard gain brings up 2nd and 8 from Tyler Kruger there and the Pirates breaking the huddle. And folks, you're never out of touch with a cellular phone from Thumb Sailor of Bad Axe Carroll Pigeon at Sandusky. Call Thumb Sailor today at 1-800-443-5057. Messing under center. It's handoff to his third man. Tyler Kruger once again has room to run. Has the first down and maybe about another yard. Gains 9 on the play out to the 34-yard line deeper into Brown City territory. First down marker. First down, says the official, and they're going to run this clock.
Alex Bartle made the hit for the Green Devils. As this one's going to go in the books as the Pirates are leading in this one 40-7. With a minute and 28 seconds
and
to go.
And the clock is winding down. The minute 25 remains in fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leading 40, Brown City 7. First and 10 for the Pirates. Number 18, the second string quarterback, Kurt Messing, under center. T formation. 3 men in the backfield. All new running backs. This is a keeper for Kurt Messing around the right side. He breaks free out to the 25-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds at the 24. And there's 58 seconds left. This clock is continuing to run. There's 70. He
stopped the
men
down. Yes. So Bartle made the hit.
And this is a timeout for Brown City on that one. So it stops at 49 seconds. I think they just want to get some more players in there. And what did I say the game was on that one? I'm at a loss of words here. 9-yard carry?
Nine yards. We'll go with that.
We'll say 9 yards. How about that? And that was a quarterback keeper on Kurt Messing, his first carry of the night. And the next play there is a handoff to number 76. That's a new number. 76, the third running back in the backfield. That's Alex Swartz, the tackle, 5'10", 240 senior, doing a little ball carrying duties there. Pushes out for 5 yards.
He'd probably like to take it to the house if he gets it.
I don't
blame
him.
There it goes. He's got it.
He's got it once again. He pushes out to across the 14-yard line, gets about 5 more yards, and I think that's going to do it. That's it. The scoreboard says zeros, and the Pirates advance past the first round, defeating the Brown City Green Devils 40-7. This one's in the books. We're going to wrap things up right after this. You're tuned to WLEW. Keep it locked on.
This is Leanne Kohler. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Time for area women to get